After Governor Gary Herbert proposed to expand a state park, officials from the state and park system chose Goblin Valley. With a recent surge in tourism, officials say the land needs more attention in order to maintain the natural beauty. Eugene Swaldberg, Utah State Park Public Information Officer, says while writing the proposal is a challenge, the expansion of Emery County Park would be wonderful.
It just kind of made sense, but in order to make it work, it had to have the ability to pay for itself. And with the vegetation that is going there currently, it could pay for itself.
The park and surrounding acreage have become overused and are in need of better maintenance, signage, and amenities.
This was an opportunity to maybe take care of an area that is, some would say, getting loved to death. So if state parks were allowed the opportunity, we're thinking that we can do a pretty good job at putting some amenities there.
Public Lands Director in Emery County, Ray Peterson, says if the state takes control of the land, it will be in an effort to bring about good land management practices.
Doesn't matter what the resource is, whether it's big game or fodder for wildlife or raising animals, if you overuse it, you lose it. It's a lot harder to recover than to protect in the first place.
Some locals have voiced a concern over a possible restriction of motorized vehicles. However, vehicles, hikers, bikers, and other outdoor sportsmen will still be able to use the land, according to Swaldberg. Utah Public Radio, I'm Brooke Stobie.